No, we're not going to do that this evening. I need you to go ahead, and we're going to go ahead and get started. I made a couple promises today. I promised my dad. He goes, hopefully he ain't preaching long. So I said, okay, I'm going to let him out early. So if he just decides to get up and leave, we'll know. And I also promised, I think my wife said if I had a short sermon that we can go to Dairy Queen. So, and you notice that my wife's not here. She actually volunteered to work the nursery. She told me, she goes, I've heard you talk enough today. So at that point, she's like, let's go ahead and if you have your Bibles, turn to John chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. If you guys look at that real quick, you're going to say, I've heard this preached before. And I could honestly say, I've heard this preached before too. But we're going to look at it just a little bit differently today. Before we go into it, let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Lord God, we need you here this evening. Lord, I need you. I need you to give me the words to say, Lord. We pray, God, that we'll have ears to hear. We pray, God, for wisdom and understanding this evening. We pray, God, that you would teach us through the Holy Spirit. And we just thank you, Lord, for the body of believers that we have. We thank you for uniting us in spirit. We pray for our pastor, Lord, that you'll just watch over him and his family and bring them back safely to us. And Lord, we just ask this evening that whatever is said, whatever is done here this evening, would be to your honor and your glory. And we just thank you in advance for what you're about to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. First thing I got to do is I got to get all my notes in order. And when I used to teach a teen class, I used to say, okay, I have so many pages. And then I usually allowed about 5 minutes a page. I can just tell you I have a lot of pages this evening. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to hopefully be led by the Holy Spirit this evening to cut some of it out or shorten some of it up, because I have way too much information. I got to see. Is this thing on? How do you turn this on? Testing 1, 2, 3. I don't know. I put it on, so we got to turn it on. Testing 1, 2. Can you hear me now? Okay. Well, I'm not a wanderer like Phil is. I don't wander around. I think they teach that in Bible school.
Never went. Yeah.
Oh, you never went to Bible? Apparently he learned it from the master. So, I don't know about you, but see, I can't do that. When evangelists like fold their Bibles in half and they walk around with it, I can't do that. I got too much stuff in my Bible. Things fall out. And I found out the farther I get away from my notes, I start wandering off. And you definitely don't want that to happen. Okay, I got to find my glasses now. I lost them. Whoa, this is not going well. Let's see. Looking in here. No, okay. I might just have to wing this then. Oh, there they are. Hey, this is like magic up here. But this is actually, I got to take these on and put them off, because every time I look out there, I'm like Pastor Vaughn. I got to put them on, take them off, put them on, take them off. So you just have to bear with me. I also have to get a drink of water. I did drink a Monster before I came in here. That way I can teach faster and everyone go, oh, I'm checking the time. I'm looking at the time too. I can see it very clearly. I have plenty of time. But this message is actually a Christmas message and a Mother's Day message all wrapped into one. And so, since we're kind of between Christmas and Mother's Day, I thought it was appropriate. My parents have heard this before, but not in its entirety, because I added a whole bunch of things to it. I meshed a lot of things together, but as I start out, I was holding my grandson, and I'm holding him in my arms. And any of parents or grandparents, you'll understand this. That I'm holding my grandson in my arms, and as I'm holding him, I'm thinking, man, I love this baby boy. I just love this little kid. You know, and my mind begins to wonder. But, you know, I wonder, like, is he going to know how much he is loved? You know, and I wondered, like, well, what's he going to look like when he grows up? You know, what kind of personality is he going to have? You know, what's he going to do when he gets older? Is he going to like sports? Is he going to study? You know, what's he going to be like? You know, what's going to be his likes, his dislikes? You know, his desires, his dreams, his goals. You know, and I got to thinking as I'm holding him, it's like, I wonder what kind of man he's going to be. You know, and I wonder if the mother of Jesus was thinking the same thing when she held our Savior for the first time. It's what kind of man is he going to be? You know, I had a song stuck in my head November, December, and even till today. And this is what this message is actually based on. And what's funny is this song's been recorded and re-recorded. You know, and it's actually a Christmas song. And Ethan and Brooke Walker sang it on Christmas Day. And it's entitled, Mary, Did You Know? And that song was in my head for the longest time. And I printed out the lyrics. And I just want to read them to you. I was going to sing them to you. You're welcome. But this song asks a question. It says, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know, the chorus goes, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. It says, Mary, did you know your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect Lamb? This sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am. You know, that song's been stuck with me for quite some time. You know, and that the question, I kind of like, you know, asked that question, and the words, the lyrics, they really touch my heart. But it asked the question, Mary, did you know? Today's lesson is going to answer that question. Hopefully it will answer that question for all of us, using God's word as a guide. But, you know, as we think about Christmas, and we think about the Old Testament and the New Testament prophecy of the glorious birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there's numerous prophecies in the Old Testament, you know, regarding his birth, his life, you know, his earthly ministry, his death, his resurrection, and the salvation that it provides. The New Testament also provides little snapshots, little clippets of Jesus' life as a newborn, as a toddler, as a 12-year-old boy, and as a man. You know, very little is written in the years of between Jesus' birth and when Jesus began his earthly ministry. But there is one verse in Scripture that summarizes that time between when Jesus was 12 years of age in the temple and when he began his earthly ministry as a man. It's found in Luke chapter 2, verse 52. And for the sake of time, you all can look it up. It says, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man." There's your description from age 12 till he began his earthly ministry. Now we're going to look at Jesus' life through Mary's eyes. And then we're going to wonder, Mary, did you know? You know, many times in life, Mary, the mother of Jesus, pondered things, or she gave them much thought. And she hid her observations and her thoughts and her opinions, and she hid them in her heart. You know, Scripture records in Luke chapter 2, verse 19, that after she had given birth and she heard the story of the shepherds that came from the field, and they're telling her about the angels and the singing, and they come down and they're relaying all this information. They're relaying it to Mary, You know, while Mary is holding her baby boy, you know, she saw everything that was happening around her. And it's recorded in Luke chapter 2, verse 19. It says, "But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart." In other words, she's trying to make sense of it all. You know, she's thinking about these things. You know, as Christians, that's what we should be doing, pondering things in our heart. You know, when Jesus was 12 years old, he astonished the teachers in the temple, you know, with his godly wisdom. Luke 2, verse 51 says, But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. Now, it says in my notes, I have to go to supplement number one. This is this right here. I have to keep you posted here. You know, Mary, when you look at the life of Mary, Mary spoke with angels. I don't know how many in here have ever spoke with an angel. She spoke with angels. She heard their prophecy. In fact, she knew the Old Testament prophecies. In fact, she became part of prophecy. You know, she had watched and observed Jesus.